Radio reverb's coming through. Listen to the Big John Show. 97.2. Listen to the Big John Show. Monday night, what you gonna do? Listen to the Big John Show. Listen to the Big John Show.
We have right here in the studio the amazing, the multi-talented, the, well, I'll let you decide, Milton Hyde, Josie and Jimbo, who is sort of busy playing chess or Sudoku. We've yet to find out what he's doing over there. So welcome, one and all. It's so lovely to have you here.
Hi, Pete.
How's it going?
It's all good.
Yeah,
lovely
it's great.
To see you.
Well, having a lovely afternoon.
Yeah, well, I'm very glad. I noticed how early you got here to milk the green room,
yeah,
and to drink a dry of mead.
I know. That mead wasn't bad, actually, was it?
No.
Mind you, we're all vegan, so we shouldn't really be drinking mead.
Right, yeah, go on. Tell me about mead. What's in mead?
Is it made out of honey based, isn't it?
Pork. Yeah. Bee juice.
Bee juice. So you can't do honey?
Not if you're we're not vegans. We don't really want to go
down this
route.
Not if you're a real vegan.
No, hang on a minute. Right. Whoa. Okay, so honey, which hasn't got bees in it.
No. But it's bee produce.
Well, bees make it.
Yeah, but it's like milk, isn't it? It's like
I don't know.
It's like bee milk.
But surely in milk there is a certain, you know, connect. You got me working now. Yeah, but hang on a minute. You eat food, right? Prepared by humans.
Yeah, but it's not secreted by humans.
Is that what bees do?
Or shouldn't be. Hopefully it is.
Is that what a bee does, with it?
Yeah,
it's like bee spit, yeah.
I think.
Is it? Yeah, I thought they were just busy in the kitchen whipping up an old pot of honey. I had no idea.
Alex, what do you think?
I've heard some vegans do eat honey and some don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's two different camps.
We're right, I'm sure we'll get a response from a vegan.
If it's local honey.
Right. And also, along that thread, some bees make honey and some are just too lazy.
That's true. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, they should be sacked.
So if bees are making honey, who's making the mustard? Is it wasps?
Subway.
Wasps. I think. What do wasps make?
Oak apples.
Oh, they do. There is a wasp that makes an oak apple.
Yeah.
I don't know what world you live in, but it's a mighty fine one, and I want to get a bus there now.
And they make figs.
What?
Yeah.
A wasp makes a fig?
Yep.
Is that true?
Josie.
Yeah.
Josie, look me in the eyes.
Is that true?
It's true.
I don't know where she get this stuff. Where does she get it? It's absolutely ridiculous. Welcome to Milton Hyde, of course. We absolutely adore you, and we play you with aplomb.
Aplomb, as well as a fig.
And aplomb, yes. Yes, we do. What's been going on? I heard you muttering something when you were warming up with the orchestra. Something about 60 gigs or something. Is that in a year or something?
It's just over a year, actually. It's between my 59th birthday and Jim's 60th birthday, which are a year and 6 weeks apart, I think.
Yes. Yeah. She had to say it, didn't she?
Yeah.
I'm older. Well, I guess that's true. Yes, that is true. And when is the 60th gig?
Well, it'll be around my birthday, which will be on the 15th of October.
Forgive the listeners and myself. We don't all hang on that date. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, the 15th of October. Of course it is.
Yeah, Tiplamus.
Yes, no, it's all coming back now.
Jimmus.
Of course it is.
That will be the 60th gig.
Wow. And where's that going to be?
You said it. It's going to be at the O2.
Yes, well, that was my suggestion. You could book the O2 brackets outside the shop on the Western Road, close brackets, because, you know, passing trade and all that, you know, what's the thing? And you can say, then you can say legitimately until you get moved on, probably on track one by the staff, if we've played the O2, you know.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Kenny Murray says, bang up then, Milton Hyde, live, brilliant. Brilliant,
Kenny.
Brilliant, he says.
Oh, yeah.
And me in the middle, hallowed company, we love it. Well, thanks, Kenny, for listening. I read that appallingly, I have to apologise. But then, you know, to be fair, there's no punctuation there at all. I mean, you know, I could have read that either way. So, yes, we do have Milton Hyde here, who just busy and loving life, really.
Yeah, we've got loads going on. We're doing all sorts. We've done quite a few gigs already this year. We're doing a Your Stories in Song project. That's our big thing that we're doing this year.
Okay.
Which is we're going around places. A lot of our songs are story based. So we're singing story songs and we're collecting stories and we're putting them all on a website, yourstoriesinsong.co.uk, where other creatives and artists and musicians can go and find inspiration for songs.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff on there. Some brilliant
really
things in
stories
there.
And bits and pieces.
I'm really looking forward to hearing anybody else's songs that they write based on those stories or pictures that are painted, anything creative
can be
inspired by this website.
In your set, your normal set, if you were to have the longest set that you could put on music wise how much percentage of that have you written and are covers?
It's 100% original.
So all original.
Yeah.
All original.
Yeah.
So you don't dig into the depths of sort of folk classics or old...
No, we have just recorded two folk classics, haven't we?
We have.
For somebody else's project. They're doing 365 Days of Folk.
Ah.
So we've just recorded two classics for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Our own take on them.
Your own take. Because I remember last time you came in, we were talking about a really gorgeous sounding workshop, singer-songwriting workshop that you were putting on in part of your estate. I mean, part of your ranch,
yes.
Wasn't it? You know, if you could find it in time. I know some people took a while to find actually where it was.
They had to get the bus.
Once they were on the estate.
Yes, bus down the fields
yes.
to find it. Yeah.
Because you lay on those little buggies, don't you?
We did, yeah. We had staff.
Of course you did. Really. Look at us here.
I know.
I mean, you wouldn't imagine we needed this many people to work on this show, but that's the genius of it. It sounds simple, but it's a lot
of work. Like the Stones.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just like
only slightly younger.
Working on that. So was that an ongoing thing or was that a one-off that worked? Because that sounded really good.
The songwriting
sessions. Yeah, we did a weekend of that. And then we've done another one recently. It was last month, wasn't
it?
We did one in Selmaston in the village.
That you were running.
We were running, yeah.
And what happens at the end of those things? Do people play the song that they've been working on that day or that weekend?
It wasn't like a workshop in the sense that we were telling people what to do. We sort of... what's the word?
Where you facilitated
people sort of getting together. And,
a fine word.
Yes.
Yeah. And it worked really, really well.
There and people collaborate.
Really nice collaborations.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were so many songs that came out of that weekend.
And also what I've always wondered about, that the thing that you did, was you introducing strangers to each other that then go on to collaborate and work?
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah,
because they've
really
got something
cool.
in common to start with, haven't they? They're interested in songwriting.
Yeah, definitely.
But they were coming at it from a different level and different perspective.
Yeah.
And the great
thing
is we facilitated it, but we took so much away from it as well.
Yeah.
What, stolen, you mean?
Yeah. Brilliant idea.
We just steal all their ideas.
Genius. and they all signed something. They didn't realise what
it's
on the way in. Oh, no wonder you got a new album coming out.
We're doing another two sessions in May in Norwich. We're going up to an arts centre there.
Yeah. And we'll do some more in the future.
Yeah, of course you will when you run out of ideas.
Yes, exactly.
In between gigging, are you always playing music with each other? Are you always writing new stuff? Are you always, is it something that is of a week? How does it shape your week?
It varies. We've still got a day job, so a day job keeps us quite busy.
Yeah.
It's just loads of other stuff going on, which we spend a lot of the time doing organising ourselves and organising because when
could you come to where I live and organise me? I need an organiser. You know.
I've just printed off a wall planner for next year.
Get you, madam.
That's so exciting.
Okay, folks, you heard that. I'm just going to just clarify what she said. For next year.
Yeah.
It's not even mid-March.
Yeah, and it's got a red dot on it
for
already.
For next year, there's a red dot. Oh, my day. My 2024 is waiting for a red dot. I haven't got one. I should have texted you. Have you got any red dots on you? Because I do need a couple to make my wall chart look exciting.
Oh, that'd be good.
Guys, you haven't come here to chat red dots on wall charts. You've come here to sing your hearts out. What would you like to do?
Well, we're going to do a song called The Return of the Bloodied Crow.
Bloodied Crow.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Which you very kindly played on your show last week.
I was just about to tell you that because I recognise the title and all.
Yeah.
Well, please do take it away.
Shall I bring this down here a little bit?
So this is the story of the reintroduction of the chough to Kent, which is a bird which is also known as the Bloodied Crow. As the crow begins its flight, glossy black wings cast a shadow on the land, swooping low towards a scene of treachery by man. The king of a troublesome low-born clerk. The Bloodied Crow returns to Kent. It heralds a change in men by restoring the land to centuries of harm are at an end. Crow swoops through the door as the lifeblood leaves the priest. The killers flee, the bird descends with reddened bill and feet. On Dover's grassland cliffs, a stronghold Henry built. Three bloodied crows upon a shield, a testament to guilt. Destroyed. A final call was heard. It spread its wings and left this place a persecuted bird. Again, the bloodied crow is saved. The bloodied crow returns to Kent. It heralds a change in men. The bloodied crow returns to Kent. Centuries of harm are at an end.
mean, he had a bit of a journey, didn't he, that old bloke?
Yeah. Poor little chuff.
Hello. Exactly. Did you mind not messing with that microphone?
Sorry. It was so loud in your ears.
We've entered that one into a songwriting competition. Well, it's not songwriting. It's songwriting and poetry competition, isn't it?
It is.
That one. And there's a video of it on YouTube.
Yes.
And if you go to YouTube and like the video, you vote for us and we
could
win.
People, come on. They are asking very beautifully for you to go to YouTube. No, put it down. I don't care. You can do it tomorrow. You don't need to do it now. Put it down. Go to YouTube now and like what you see. Milton Hyde, Return of the Blooded Crow.
That's the one.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, it's kind of when I say that, it sounds a little bit sort of a Nick Cavey, you know what
it
I mean?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, it does. Yeah, it does seem a bit of it. Yes.
Where are you gigging on the 17th of March?
17th of March, we will be in the Bates Green Farm.
Oh, where's that?
Arlington.
Yes.
In the middle of nowhere.
Not the cemetery.
No, not that cemetery. No, a little bit closer to home.
It's a very civilised gig, isn't it? It's bring your own food and drink.
I don't think Milton Hyde have done anything other than civilised. Is it possible?
The uncivilised.
I don't think so. The uncivilised festival wouldn't have you in. They just wouldn't.
We are civil.
You are, of course, you are.
Yeah, civil. So we're playing with other people, aren't we?
We're going to have a band.
Mm.
Get you. Who are these people, and why do we not know them?
You might know some of them. There's a guy called Bruce Knapp, who is a fantastic guitarist.
Okay.
He's going to bring his axe, which will be great. There's a drummer whose name I forget.
Good.
There's Thomas Sikorski, who's a great upright bass player.
Mm.
And, what, upright in society or just the bass?
Yes, he's very
upright.
Brilliant.
So we've got this sort of scratch band coming together.
They're going to be playing stuff. We're going to be playing stuff.
Scratch band.
There's somebody else as well.
I like the sound of that.
Zito is going to be.
Zito, yes.
Yeah, of
course.
As well.
Zito,
yeah.
I wouldn't even doubt it. would you like to do something else? Because you look like you're warmed up now.
Yeah, I think we are.
What are you going to do with that clarinet?
Probably nothing with the clarinet. Do you want to play that one?
You're going to thwack that book.
Yes. Yeah. No, didn't bring the cajon because it's heavy.
You couldn't be bothered.
So I now have a copy of Sherlock Holmes and the Beast of the Stapletons.
Do you find that has a better sound than the other ones?
It's a quite a good hollow sound, this
one. Yes, good. Give us a rat-a-tat-tat on the mic. That, my friends, hold the book up again. That, my friends, is the sound of the Sherlock Holmes, the Beast of the Stapletons, being thwacked into shape by Josie of Milton Hyde.
It's
a continuation of the story of the Hound of the Baskervilles, apparently.
It sounds a thumping great read.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's by James Lovegrove, this book.
It's not actually. What's his name?
Listen, Josie, you thump away. You thump away, folks. Jim, what track's this called?
This is called The Chidding Light Onion Pie Murder.
I've got to write this down, really.
Yeah, it is.
And it's true. It's a true story. Oh, the Chidding Light Onion Pie Murder.
Okay, shall I move this?
Here's the thing. Move it just down ever so slightly so then you're on it, because you kept messing with it, Eddie. folks, take it away. You are gorgeous to boot.
I just haven't seen you a moment, just trying to remember how it goes.
Well, don't look at me.
In 1851, Sarah French served onion pie to husband William. To spend her life with another was her heart's desire.
Sarah French will die.
James Hickman, he was courting Sarah's sister Jane. Says Sarah, if you marry me, I'm due £500. Said Hickman, I'll not lie with you while your husband is alive.
William French must die.
Was overrun with mice, arsenic was the cure. It all also did for William, but that we can be sure. In a second inquest, poisoning was ruled the reason why
William French did die. Louis prison walls have seen some horrors in the past, but Sarah French is hanging, it turned out to be the last. Did Hickman dodge the hangman's noose with a clever lie? It mattered not which one of them put poison in the pie. Sarah French must die.
After William died, a warrant was obtained. Sarah French arrested on that January day. A 12-man jury gathered at the Six Bells Inn nearby.
Sarah to be tried.
The jury heard the arsenic came from Mrs. Crowhurst's girl. I've been married once too often. It was said to Miss Russell. James Hickman, called as witness to the jury, did declare,
Sarah's not my dear. Louis prison walls have seen some horrors in the past, but Sarah French is hanging, it turned out to be the last. Did Hickman dodge the hangman's noose with a clever lie? It mattered not which one of them put poison in the pie. Sarah French must die.
In summing up the judge, he said, the jury cannot know. Accessory before the fact, a poisoner alone. If William's life was taken as stated by the Crown,
Sarah's guilt is found.
They deliberated for an hour and then returned to say,
Sarah French is guilty,
of that we all agree. Judge, he passed this sentence for the life she had deprived.
Sarah French, you'll die. Louis prison walls have seen some horrors in the past, but Sarah French is hanging, it turned out to be the last. Did Hickman dodge the hangman's noose with a clever lie? It mattered not which one of them put poison in the pie. Sarah French must die. It mattered not which one of them put poison in the pie.
Well, I agree, she does sound a wrong un. I mean, you got to watch it. Don't eat her pies,
no,
quite frankly. No. And to be honest, I've always wondered that. When I, what was that? Was that the microphone?
I don't know.
Was that the dog? Bailey, get out of here. I've always wondered, when you drive past Milton, when you drive past Lewis Prison, it's got history, isn't it?
Yeah. It's nasty. Oh, it's a nasty, nasty place.
Have you been actually anywhere near it, like further than the car that goes past it?
No. Have you done the tour? No. I know people that have been in.
Cannot get out.
I mean, there were hangings there.
Well, you just
inside and out.
You just alluded to one. Was that a true story, obviously?
It was, yeah.
And did she hang?
She did. She was the last person to be publicly hanged.
The last person in the country?
No, last person to be publicly hanged at Lewis.
Okay.
So outside,
got it.
She was hung outside the walls, not inside
That's on the road. I mean, that'd be ridiculous.
I know. Christmas decorations gone mad.
Seen it from the bus.
How barbaric. Wow, that's crazy.
It wasn't that long ago. I mean, only middle of the 19th century.
1851.
Yeah. It's a scary place, the 18s, wasn't it? Oh, nice. Bit doom and gloomy. Well, that was a rip-roaring read, I tell you. I don't know how you remember any of those lyrics, let alone all of them.
Make them up as we go along.
Well, you did that the first time, and now you remember what you made up. So I'm very, very impressed. Talk me through this. Before I do that, actually, MiltonHyde.com, is that the place to take people?
Yes.
It is, yes.
Yeah, and do you have hard copies of things to sell? And
we do. We've got CDs. Yes, CDs. We don't do vinyl.
I was going to say, did you ever do vinyl?
That's too heavy to carry around.
Of course it is. Look at
it's
you.
Mad.
I know.
Yeah, if you take the train somewhere, you can carry that lot.
Especially when Josie's playing half the library in her.
Exactly.
You don't be taking any more stuff. Of course exactly. Not. I get that.
Got the Encyclopedia Britannicas in the back of the car. Yeah.
What I quite like about this new direction of playing books is that you can sell them at the end, or you can have
a very good idea.
A book swap.
That's an excellent idea.
And then each track sounds slightly different as you swap a book as you go along.
I don't know what the Reader's Digest sort of condensed books would sound like.
I think they'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Just you saying the words Reader's Digest has taken me right down a sort of 70s wormhole. does it still exist?
I love that.
My mum used to get Reader's Digest every week or month or whatever it was.
Yes, a little chunky magazine.
Like an A5, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Kenny Murray has just messaged, and we do love a bit of Kenny Murray. He says, many, many years ago, I went into Lewis Prison. A up, Kenny. I knew it. He's a wrong un. He's a wrong un. Oh, no, sorry. On official business. Right. He's not saying anymore. Then he says, scary, scary place.
Mm.
He's leaving it there.
Yeah.
Do you think he was the cook?
Yes,
I reckon Kenny Murray was making the food.
On the menu.
The grill.
Many years ago. Right, so that was the website, which we were doing. And just before you play your last track, do tell me all about your stories in song. Is this something else that you are organising?
Yes, well, it's a lottery-funded project, and we're fulfilling it, basically.
So I've paid for this, is what you're saying?
Yes, yeah.
Good God.
Thank you.
I'll pay for it again tonight, if you want.
We're organising 10 events around East Sussex, Kent, wherever.
Okay.
And we're performing some of our songs that are based on stories, telling the stories behind them, and then gathering stories from other people, and they're going onto this website. And if you go to yourstoriesinsong.co.uk, then you'll see all the stories that have been gathered.
And you can add stories.
You
there
can
as well.
Add your own story. And yes,
you've got an email here. So what? Why do you want people to email you? What's that about?
That's if somebody doesn't want to fill in a form online, they can send
lazy.
It. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, some people are a bit, you know.
Well, the email is, funnily enough, yourstoriesinsong@gmail.com.
Yeah, so and also you can email us and join the mailing list. We'll let you know when we're doing things. But one of them we are doing is a live stream, and that's on this Wednesday.
Very high tech.
This Wednesday, 8:30, we're doing a Your Stories in Song event live stream, so we'll be playing music online, and people can they can watch and participate on Facebook and YouTube. And they'll find the link on the yourstoriesinsong.co.uk website.
Ridiculously beautiful. Is there anything else before you play your last swan song that you'd like to get off your phenomenal chest?
Are you talking to me?
I'm looking at Jim. I'll get my coat.
No.
Good on that note.
Other than thank you so much for
thanks
having
for having
us.
We've
love
had
being
a blast.
Back here once
Always
again.
A pleasure. I mean,
great.
The hospitality here, I hope it hasn't been too overwhelming.
Meat's gone down a treat.
You probably can't hear them because of the glass, but they're cheering. Can you see the
I'm actually waving
thanks,
to them
guys.
Now.
They're not normally out of their seats, but they are for this.
They're normally strapped in.
I didn't know they could get out of their seats, so that's a first.
There is something else we should say.
Of course there is.
We're going to be putting out an album, aren't we? We're going to start recording
an
album later this year.
Thank God for Josie.
And it's going to be the beginning of next year we'll put it out. But we're going to be recording it. So if anybody's got a favourite song of ours that they want on it,
they can
let us know.
But is it not a new album of new material or...?
No, but we don't put albums of new material up.
Oh. We've got so much stuff that we haven't recorded yet.
Oh, this is
so
great.
Yeah, and this possibly is going to be the title track to it, but we're not sure.
What is? Yeah. Oh, the next one. And what is this track?
Well, Brighton, a lot of Brighton people will know this word, Bungaroosh.
Yeah, well, my house was falling apart from it.
This song is called Bungaroosh.
Yeah, don't put a picture up, quite frankly. You just hear a whole lot of scuttling noise.
That might feature in this song.
I love it. Excellent. Oh, Bungaroosh, take it away.
One, two, three, four. virtues lost and fortunes found.
We built them with what came to hand.
Streets are made with precious stones.
These walls will stand forever.
You'll never find your way back.
We
home.
Built them with what came to hand.
Houses here are tall and fine.
These walls will stand forever.
People here drink fine red wine.
We built them with what came to hand.
But the walls are made with bungalows.
These walls will stand forever.
They seem so straight but hide the truth.
We built them with what came to hand.
Bungalows. Bungalows. Food is fine but touched by flies. A sonnet's sweet, it's full of lies. Laughter hides a baby's cries. The wall looks so straight and true. If only you could see right through. We built this place a bungalows. It's all just bungalows. And golden crown.
These walls will stand forever.
This king is not without his crown.
We built them with what came to hand.
And the finest house within this town.
These walls will stand forever.
Its fine facade will soon crash
down. We built
down.
Them with what came to hand.
There's something here that's iron hard.
These walls will stand forever.
There's something here as soft as
we
love.
We built them with what came to hand.
And you'll never hammer home that nail.
These walls will stand.
Whatever fixes here will
we
fail.
We built them with what came to hand.
Bungaroos. Bungaroos. Food is fine but touched by flies. A sonnet's sweet, it's full of lies. Laughter hides a baby's cries. A wall looks so straight and true. If only you could see right through. We built this place a bungaroos. It's all just bungaroos. A smooth will hide the rough.
We built them with what came to hand.
Chalk and sandstone, brick and flint.
These walls will stand forever.
You cannot tell what lies within.
We built them with what came to hand.
You cannot tell what lies within.
We built them with what came to hand.
You cannot tell what lies within.
We built them with what came to
bungaroos.
Hand.
Touched by flies, a sonnet sweet is full of lies. Laughter hides a baby's cries. The world that looks so strange and true. If only you could see right through. We built this place of bungaroos. Food is fine but touched by flies. Laughter hides a baby's cries. The world that looks so strange and true.
Oh, man alive. That was Bungaroosh, my friends. I will find out how to spell it one day. But in the meantime, Milton, hi, Josie and Jim, thank you so, so much.
Thank you,
Pete.
Just a tour de force you are of nature and sound, if that's
bless
a thing.
You.
And I will never look another pot of honey in the eye again. Thank you for telling me that. Adios, my friends, and loads of luck with everything you
cheers.
Ever, ever go near.
Thanks, mate.
Radio Reverb's coming. Show.